America, I am tired. They take prayer out of school, and now the schools are more violent than ever. The government has considered arming schools and placing security-trained guards into schools that do not need more presence of guns. I understand that people's safety comes into question, but the threat of the moment is asking teachers to shoot down students they are educating. The problem of murder is never going to be solved if the society that produces the minds of disrespect and hopelessness in the murderers is not changed. You can arm a school teacher with a gun. However, if she is already afraid of the students, she is preparing for tomorrow's dangerous world, and then someone hastily is going to be killed. Nevertheless, the government, parents, and schools must contrive better plans that refrain from further poisoning the minds of today's children. I appreciate President Barack Obama for administering executive action on gun control. But sadly, he and other government people misunderstood the problem. The problem is not guns entering our schools. It is the behavior that impels students to bring their problems from the streets to school. The government has done a poor assessment for the last 25 years of making students believe they have a stake in the dream of America's progress. The American dream should not only consist of students thinking about careers and raising a family, but also about the communities where positive change must be implemented in order to impede crime and hopelessness from being a way of life. Dr. Martin Luther King said, "Morality cannot be legislated, but behavior can be regulated. The law cannot make a man love me, but, however, the law can keep him from lynching me, and that is pretty important, too." In order for gun control and safety to change America, the young and mentally inept individuals must be educated on the importance of peace. The streets of Chicago and Detroit are not going to change the murder rate of America if America does not show today's young adults a better and peaceful way of living, instead of arming more adults or teachers with guns. I believe the NRA is wrong about criticizing the president for taking a stand on gun control. The NRA would not feel this way if their children, wives, and other family members were constantly threatened on a daily basis by hopeless gun-carrying individuals. I guess to remedy the problem, they would suggest arm yourself. However, the funny thing is, if criminals understand that their enemy or potential targets are armed, this gives them more incentives to shoot first. The only way this is going to stop, go after the guns, make sure those that are carrying them are legal, and clean sweep the streets. This would give the criminal and communities the understanding that America is into the saving lives business, and those caught or who use unregistered guns will face capital punishment. This is just my opinion from a concerned American. From Thomas.